Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
Roll free record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, let's go. Super Talk Eagle Hour is back on the road. This is an event we've been looking forward to for a couple of weeks. We're at MCS Home Center out in Bellevue, Mississippi. I want to thank Hank Lott and his wonderful family for inviting us back to this beautiful facility. And before we get started on the show, Kelly, we talk about MCS Home Center every day, but when you're here, you're reminded of really what a gorgeous facility this is and how lucky we are to have this here.
If you can use it in, on, or around your home, you're going to find it at MCS Home Center.
Kelly, what are you doing with your hat?
Is this a new fashion statement?
You guys are jealous that I have a Charles Huff limited edition hat that you guys don't have. You're so jealous. Green is not a good
James,
color.
James, you know now why they won't put the Eagle Hour on Super Talk TV. There's the reason. There's a great example.
You
right
are
there.
Green with envy that I have a Huff hat that you don't have.
Yes, I do want to look like that. That's quite a look there, Kelly.
Hey, this is a chick magnet right here. This looks.
How well is that working for you?
Now just give it time. Give it time.
Let's go back to the Beyonce joke, Kelly.
Yeah.
No.
Hey, we're waiting on the arrival of Brandon Braxton, the new quarterback at Southern Miss. We think another player will be with him as well, and it's an opportunity for you to come out and meet this young man and the other players that they bring. It's going to be a good hour here at the MCS Home Center, and we really are grateful to be here. All right, we're down to 48 hours. Deem, are you feeling any different?
No, sorry. I was just waving at the man of the hour, Stone Lott over there.
But, Stone's the man that really makes the program go.
What's up, Stone?
Yeah.
Sorry. No, I really think it's going to be a great atmosphere tomorrow. I mean, as we get closer and closer, it just gets so exciting, you know, that football's back, and let alone that Mississippi State's going to be in town. I mean, that's just going to be really, really fun. I mean, it's just great for the community to see both of those teams on the field for that game, and it'll be a good game. I've said it all week. I think it's going to be close, and I think, it's just going to come down to Southern Miss's offensive line, whether or not they can handle the defensive front for Mississippi State.
I'm going to have trouble asking Santa or anything with this look right
so
here.
So for the listeners, Kelly has his hat on over his headset, so it just looks...
Well, the headset's not going to fit over the other way, and I'm proudly wearing my Huff hat that you guys don't have. Just admit that you're jealous.
Did you buy that?
Never mind where
okay.
I got
that's
it.
That's what I thought.
Kelly's
okay.
never bought any piece of clothing.
I was just wanting him to
Kelly buys that. Food, and that's about the extent of what he spends his money on. That hat looks like it's about 8 or 9 years old. How old is that?
It's not. It's not 8 or 9. Just get on with the show.
Do you have a washing machine?
Just get on with the show.
Is that the former coach's hat?
I am not at liberty to discuss. Any further comment will have to come from the president. All right, which we have sitting with us right here.
Yes, but
the president of MCS Home Center.
I thought you were meaning this president.
All right, just in a couple of minutes, we expect Braylon Braxton to be here. I want to give you one last soundbite from Coach Huff. Braylon Braxton and these 30-plus kids that have come here from Marshall that we're also excited about, I think are a great example, Dima, of the modern world of college football. Coach Huff, I think it's fair to say, is an old-school coach. So he had an interesting response when I asked him how well is he adjusting to the new world of the transfer portal and the NIL, and here's what Coach Huff replied in that regard. We're in an era where obviously it's different than it was when you started coaching in 2006. A lot of coaches would come in, tell me if I'm wrong about this, you bring in a new coach and he's got a 3 or 4 year plan. But now with the transfer portal and expectations are so much different. Coaches are almost expected to win immediately. Is that fair to say? And if that's fair to say, what kind of additional pressure does that create?
Yeah, I think it's fair to say, and I think it's fair. I think it's a fair expectation because there is a vehicle now or a avenue to where you can have immediate success. I think, you know, I worked for Coach Saban, and he used to always say, dinosaurs don't exist because they didn't adapt. And I think that's what coaches have to do. You have to adapt. 20 years ago, the adaptation was you got to find a way to get your team and roster and program flipped in 2 or 3 years, you know, maybe 4, depending on where you're at. Now the avenue or resource is created that the expectation is to win now. And I think you have to adapt your process. I think you have to adapt how you recruit. I think you have to adapt how you develop culture in your locker room, because that is the expectation. And I think it's a fair expectation. I think it's a little more difficult now to adapt because there's so many dinosaur coaches that are out there, and they're really, really good at what they do. Mm-hmm. You know, the T-Rex was really, really dominant. Well, he didn't adapt. And I think, you know, we as coaches sometimes get so caught up in what has always worked that we don't realize there are other ways. And I think, you know, I think it's a fair assessment. It's more difficult now just because there's not necessarily a roadmap.
All right.
10 years ago, Vince Lombardi did it. You know, Bill Walsh did it. You know, Coach Saban did it. Art Shell did it. John Madden did it. So you could kind of follow. You know, Bo Schembechler did it. You know, so you could kind of follow those roadmaps. Well, now we're a little bit, you know, forging our own path, which to me is a good thing, because there's going to be some coach that comes 10 years after us and say, well, you know, Kirby Smart did it. You know, Steve Sarkisian did it. Charles Huff did it. And what did they do? And so I think it's a fair assessment, but I think it's a little bit uncharted water, so it makes it a little uneasy. Mm-hmm. But I do think there are coaches out there who are adapting, and I think that's the positive. This game of football is forever changing. You know, when they invented the forward pass, people thought it was a detriment to the game. And then they took out, you know, they changed the rules on targeting, and, you know, are they making the game too soft? But it has always continued to improve our game. You know, you think about it, you know, 10 years ago here in The Rock, we didn't have this many seats, you know, and you know, well, we're going to spend money to put up suites. And it was like, well, why do we need suites? And we've always sat in this section, and it's continued to improve our game. And I think that's what this transfer portal and new age is going to do. I will honestly say, I think we need some guardrails on it, because right now it's a little loose. But I think at its core, I think it's a good thing.
All right, that's Coach Charles Huff, and I do want to take a minute, and I want to thank Jack Duggan for setting all that up for us. You know, we had 2 weeks of really interesting, I think, sound bites in an extended interview that Jack arranged with Coach Huff, and I'm grateful to him for that. Kelly, how do you feel? I mean, we're down to 48 hours away.
I feel the same way. I think it's all going to come down to Mississippi State's depth on either line. One of the things, you know, going back to Coach Huff's comments, one of the things that attracted him to Southern Miss was he felt that,
thank you,
that I took the hat off, is that that Southern Miss was a little bit ahead of the game when it came to NIL and the collective and all that. So he had some flexibility there that maybe he didn't have at the school that he came to. So that's a good thing. If you're looking at Southern Miss, the progression of the Southern Miss football program, the fact that he feels that way and it was enough to help bring him to Hattiesburg, that's got to be a way to tell you that things have or are turning around.
All right, we've got some football players in the house. This is Braylon Braxton. Who came with him?
Josh Moten right there.
Oh, Josh Moten and Braylon Braxton. So he's back, and, man, we're glad to have him here. We're going to bring them both on the set here in just a minute. But I want to remind you, we're at MCS Home Center out in Bellevue. Beautiful facility out here, nice crowd of people out here to meet these young men, and it's a great opportunity to put a face to the jersey and the helmet, right, Dima?
No doubt. We're looking forward to getting these young men on the show here in just a second. It's just great to see the men in the community and just coming alongside the community and embracing the community like these two men are.
Put that headset on there.
Yes, sir.
Introduce yourself to the Eagle Hour audience.
Hey, how y'all doing? This is Chris Jones, number 35, linebacker.
Now, Chris is one of the guys that came back from Southern Miss. And
yes, sir.
What made you come back, Chris? Because you could have gone anywhere, right?
Yes, sir.
You had a lot of offers, I'm sure.
Yes, sir.
What made you come back?
Coach Huff. Coach Huff. Simple as that, Coach Huff. The energy he brings every day, the mindset he brought to USM was the main reason I stayed, and I feel like I made the right decision.
How do you feel about things 48 hours out?
I feel great. We're prepared. We're ready. We're just trying to just keep preparing. You can't be too prepared. You know, you always got to keep preparing, making sure you master knowing your opponent, and that's what we're working on right now, going into this Thursday practice.
I'm publicly predicting to the Eagle Nation 28-21. Southern Mississippi.
Yes, sir.
Am I right?
You're right. Hey, a win is a win. However, whichever prediction y'all got with Southern Miss on top is the right decision.
Now, Chris, before we hit to the break, I want you to see this guy right here.
Yes, sir.
He's been making fun of you. He's acted like you're some kind of little weakling, that you're not going to be able to cut the mustard, and he was going to challenge you to an arm wrestling match if you came today. Can we do that?
I don't know if I'm going to get hurt, man.
Yeah, man. Spoken like a true champion. That's right. He knows. He knows when he's in over his head.
We're going to bring Chris Jones back. Braylon Braxton's going to join the Eagle Hour, too. This is fun, man. We're at MCS Home Center in Bellevue with two of the leaders of the 2025 Golden Eagle football.
I think
there.
Chris Jones lifts weights, Bob.
I think he has once or twice.
I can guarantee you, you don't, Kelly.
Yeah, buddy, man.
It reminds me of myself when I was his age.
Swole.
We'll be back.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hey, Southern Miss fans, TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape. Whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak, TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids' care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better faster.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
Super Talk Eagle Hour on the air at MCS Home Center out in Bellevue. Glad you're with us. Whatever Super Talk station you're tuned into this afternoon or online, welcome to the show. And this is a very special show. We've got the two leaders of the football team here with us today. We just talked to Chris. Braylon Braxton joins us, and obviously the quarterback of the Golden Eagles. First of all, welcome to the Eagle Hour. Welcome to Hattiesburg. What's your experience been like so far?
I got nothing but good things to say. From the city to the facility we get to go to every single day, and you know, do what we do. You know, to the people in the city. You know, Hattiesburg is just a great place. So you know, I'm blessed to be here.
How different has it been for you?
It's been different, I would say. You know, being back down south, you know, obviously I'm from Texas, and you know, growing up and my upcoming, you know, football was very serious, took it very serious, you know. But when I went to college, you know, I went to some different places that maybe football wasn't the first priority, but you know, being at Southern Miss, you know, it's obvious to tell, you know, football is the first priority here. You know, everybody wants to have a good football team, wants to do good in football, so you know.
Yeah. Coach Huff told me a couple of weeks ago when I got a chance to meet him that you and the other guys that came from Marshall put him 6 months ahead in trying to make this transition, because you guys can explain to the athletes like Chris what Coach Huff expects, what he wants. You know how to deal with him,
yeah.
And you've been able to transfer that to other young men on the team. your thoughts about that?
Yeah, I would definitely say we were definitely a little bit ahead of the learning curve when we first got here. You know, just with me, you know, guys like me, Gibby, J-Mo, Smooth, you know, guys that have been with Coach Huff for, you know, 3 years, 2 years, or even just 1 year under your belt with Coach Huff. You know, I feel like once you've been with a head coach for a season, you know, you kind of, you know, learn what he wants, how he wants his system ran. And when we got here, you know, we were kind of like an extension of him, you know, in the locker room or on the field. You know, we were kind of able to, you know, let guys know, like, yeah, when Coach Huff got that face on, yeah, don't play with Coach Huff when he looked like that, you know. Like, you can play with him when he looked like that, but, you know, just small stuff like that, you know, just letting guys know, like, this is how we're going to do stuff here and this is how things are going to be ran.
You're not saying Coach Huff is the boss, are you?
Oh, that's the boss, right? That's the boss. Him and Coach Gerard over there, they get everything done. So.
I want to ask both of you guys about the transitions with Braylon. You've got a new OC.
Yep.
Chris, you've got a new DC.
Mm-hmm.
How would you compare what was run last year and how you made the adjustment this year, and how will they look the same or look different? Starting with you, Chris, on the Southern Miss defense.
I'll just probably say a lot of defenses in college football are similar. But the biggest thing with Coach Seymour as the DC is really we focus more on the fundamentals and details, and that's what we've been working on really since he's gotten here. That's what has separated me from a freshman to a sophomore now, is focusing on my techniques more than just, okay, go fly to the ball, you know, because that's all I really did last year. That's all I knew. That's how I've been trained. But now it's more, okay, fly to the football, but do it the right way. Do it with the right technique, the right footwork, and things like that. And that's something we harp on every day as a defense. As far as just the defense scheme and schematic parts, Coach Seymour has done a great job of just teaching us everyone's job. You know, everyone's job. You can do your job the right way. So that's the biggest difference from last year, I'll say, from then to now.
And what about you, Braylon, adjusting to a new OC?
Yeah, I mean, Coach Anderson is great, but, you know, this is my first time in my college career where I've had a coordinator who's been a head coach. So, you know, Coach Anderson gives me the game from a holistic standpoint where, you know, for example, like a head coach's view, like, you know, the head coach has a lot of responsibilities on a day-to-day basis, and Coach Anderson brings that to the quarterback room with me and the guys. So, you know, we're watching the offensive line, we're watching the tight ends, we're watching the running backs. We're not just watching the quarterback, you know, watching our reads, seeing if we do what we're doing. We're making sure everybody's doing what they're doing right on every single play, because on offense, if one person messes up, the whole play can be ruined. Like, on Chris's side of the ball, 10 people can do it wrong, and Chris can go fly and make the tackle, and all everybody hype. But, you know, if that happens on offense, one person goes the wrong way, we got a dead play. So, you know, just seeing the game from a new point of view is just something Coach Anderson's brought to me, and I feel like it's going to help my game. So,
Chris, you're a Mississippi guy.
Yes,
and
sir.
A return player. So I have to ask this question. What would it mean to you as a Mississippi kid to beat Mississippi State Saturday?
Me personally, man, it'd be very big. I mean, you just got to think about it, like, first two games right in, you're going against other guys that you probably didn't been against in high school or middle school, and that's true for me. You know, some of those guys at Mississippi State I've known, you know, since I was younger, and I get to play against them on the big stage, and I mean, it just mean a lot for my family, a lot for this program, you know.
How much more confident you think this football team is than the football team before this young man and Coach Huff showed up?
Way more. It's the standard to win now. It's like you hoped last year, but now it's the standard. If you don't win, you surprised, because you're like, we didn't put in all this work and prepare it the right way. So there's no reason we shouldn't have a reward of winning, because we prepared the right way. We done what Coach told us to do. We're disciplined. We do the details. We had the details and fundamentals. We do all those things right. So it's the standard to win now. Last year wasn't the standard.
Braylon, I want to ask you, because a lot of what was made of this at Media Day, of both you and Chris were the representatives for Southern Miss at Media Day in New Orleans. The fact that Coach had you guys wearing 1-11 T-shirts walking around campus, and some of the Marshall guys said, well, we weren't 1-11,
yeah.
And Coach Huff was very quick to put you in your place, or whoever. I'm not saying you did. Man, that I don't care who you are, that had to rub you a little bit the wrong way when, even if you didn't earn a 1-11 record, you had to walk around with T-shirts saying so.
Well, it's actually crazy because this isn't like this wasn't a new thing. You know, I hate to talk about that other place, but you know, the place we were last year, we were in 6 and 7 shirts all off season. And, you know, I transferred in there, and I'm like, wait a minute, I didn't go 6 and 5. But you know, really quickly, you know, I adapted to, well, this is what we are, and then this is who we are until we change it. So you know, we got one more day of that 1-11, so we're 2 more days of 1-11, and we get to change that. So you know, that's everybody's goal, like. And it's not even just the record, like it's the habits that built up to 1-11. Like, what caused 1-11? You know, more than just the record. You know, we're trying to stay away from everything that, you know, went into that 1-11 season, and we want to do everything opposite of what happened there.
And Chris Jones, coach, talked about chemistry, building chemistry, and some of the guys talking to some of the guys early in his tenure. They said it was a little bit disconcerting when spring drills began because the Marshall guys naturally were kind of hanging with each other in the locker room, and the Southern Miss guys were kind of at the other end. And Coach Huff has talked about building this chemistry. So you guys are 2 days away. Tell us what has happened to bring this team together as one.
Yeah, for me, that was a weird thing, too. I mean, like, when they walked on campus, in my eyes, I'm like, okay, they were Sun Belt champions. They probably ain't going to want to be around no guys. They just went 1-11. But it hasn't been like that at all. We all meshed together on the field and off the field. I mean, and the most important thing, like, to have that is really to build chemistry is that locker room. In that locker room, we're all tight. We're all cool. We could talk. I can go to Braylon and talk to him about anything, and I feel like he can do that with me, vice versa. So I feel like that's really what it is, just building a bond with your teammate off the field. So on the field, you know, he got my back and I got his.
So, Braylon, last year if I had approached you after the Southern Miss game here and said, I'm sure looking forward to watching you quarterback here next year, what would you have said to me?
Oh, I would probably just looked at you with a weird look. I'm not going to be there, but yeah, it's definitely crazy ending up here when you look at the thing full circle. You know, came here, played against Southern Miss. This is actually my second time, because I played Ole Miss as a redshirt freshman, but that was only my second time playing ball in Mississippi. So, you know, not being here, now we got 7 home games. So, like, this is like my home now. So.
Did you have any idea at all that Coach Huff was going to come here, maybe come here, when you were playing here?
No, not when I was playing here, not at all. No chance at all. I didn't have the idea in my head until like maybe the day before the championship game. Like that was, because that's when we first started hearing the rumors, and we were like, wait a minute, Coach Huff going where? But, you know, yeah. We couldn't really think too much of it though, because you know we was getting ready for a game. So
Coach Huff is going where?
Like,
well, and part of the reason you termed it where was because Southern Miss was a big fat 1-11.
Sure. Thanks.
Yeah.
No, it's been, like I said, I've had nothing but good experiences here. I don't have anything bad to say about the city of Hattiesburg. You know, I love this place. It's my second home, honestly.
Yeah.
You know?
Good. Now you were trying to knock this man's head off last year. What if I'd have said the same thing to you? He's going to be your quarterback next year. Don't hurt him.
I'm sorry to cut you off. I got to tell y'all this story.
Okay, go ahead. Bro,
so it's like 10:30 at night, like 3 days ago, right?
Oh,
I'm sitting in my chair, feet kicked up. I'm just chilling. I get a phone call. I'm like, what does Chris want? He got the film on his iPad. He's showing me a video of him hitting me from the game. I'm like, bro, Chris, first of all, show the whole play. I threw a touchdown on that play.
Hey, mind you, I'm looking at the only clip I'm looking at me running through the B gap, and I killed him. But I didn't see him throw the ball. The man threw a touchdown, and he laid on the ground like this. I'm like, oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Never to be outdone, right, Bob?
That's good stuff there, guys. That's really good stuff.
But, man, like, I would never expected that. I would have never expected him to be my quarterback, man. We were 1-11. Like, why would he want? He could have went anywhere in the country. Why would he want to come here? But
all right, more with these excellent two young men at MCS Home Center. Man, it's great to have you guys on the show. We're looking forward to coming back with you. Stay with us. More from Braylon and Chris next.
Yes, sir.
Southern Miss to the top.
To the top.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, welcome back. Special edition of the Super Talk Eagle Hour. We're on the road at MCS Home Center out here in Bellevue. State-of-the-art, beautiful home improvement center just west of town, and a great place for you to come get just about anything you want, whether you're remodeling, rebuilding, if you're building a house, if you're just making home improvements, everything you need for that project and much, much more here at MCS Home Center in Bellevue. And thanks to Hank Lott and his wonderful family for having us out here. We've got Chris Jones and Braylon Braxton with us. And Braylon, I want to get Dima in here real quickly, though. In my meeting with Coach Huff, I did make this comment. I said, Coach, it really struck me. You got 30-plus kids that followed you here. And that tells me that those young men love you. They want to play for you. You indicated that you'd have gone anywhere with them.
Yeah.
And what does it say that so many Marshall players came here? What is it about Charles Huff that you guys did not want to lose contact with him?
Just the realness, man. Like, especially in this game of college football, especially when you're an older guy, you know, you've been through coaching staff changes, you've been through, you know, bad seasons, you've been through good seasons. Like, it's just really the uncertainty of, like, you don't know what you're going to get. So when you find something that's genuine and real, you just kind of want to stay with that. You want to cling to it. And I feel like that's what Coach Huff was for a lot of the guys. You know, like, we've all had some, especially I know the people that I hang around with, my close friend group, you know, we've all had bad experiences with coaches in college. So, you know, when we all found Coach Huff and we were like, whoa, so this is how head coaches are supposed to treat you. Oh, okay, yeah, this is nice. I could do this. Like we couldn't pass that up. We couldn't turn that down. And like you asked me, I would have went with Coach Huff anywhere. If he would have got the Bama job, I would have been there. Southern Miss, I'm there. I would have went anywhere with Coach Huff.
Well, I think some people were a little surprised when at a basketball game last year, he introduced you as Southern Miss's new quarterback. So you knew that coming here, right? Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Chris, I wanted to ask you, a lot of people wondering about the defense. I talked to Jason Seymour, coach defensive coordinator. Mm-hmm. He said it's going to be aggressive. Can you just let the fan base know what they should expect to see Saturday afternoon when you take the field against the Bulldogs?
Some hungry dogs, man. I ain't going to even say dogs. I'm just going to say we're back, man. I don't want to say nasty bunch because even the head coach, you don't want to say a nasty bunch right now because you got to gain the respect of saying nasty bunch. That's a respect
thing. I'm so glad to hear that.
That's a respect thing. But most definitely you're going to see guys flying around the field and execute, and that's what it's all about on the defensive side right now.
And how have you seen your skills even develop even further this spring, this offseason, going into Saturday's game? I mean, obviously you feel like a much better player.
Facts.
But what about it through the offseason has made you feel that way?
Just the fundamentals and techniques that Coach Seymour has taught me, and really every defensive coach, they've really just – that's all they were – like, they know that I'm aggressive, linebacker. Mm-hmm. That's good and all. But if you're not doing it the right way, you're not doing it the right way. And I wasn't. So, you know, Coach Seymour really helped me with my technique and fundamentals this spring and summer and building them to get ready for the first game for fall. So.
All right, gentlemen, we understand you guys have got to get back from practice. But, look, I want to tell you what a great pleasure it is to meet both of you. Very exciting.
Yes, sir.
And go hit them in the mouth right out of the gate. What do you say, guys?
Yes, sir.
Oh, before we get out of here, I just want to give a shout-out to the collective and Peter and those guys. You know, they do a great job. I want to say thank you to Stone's dad. Thank you to Stone. Just thank you to everybody in the city of Hattiesburg that has had something to do with this process leading up to this season. And we're excited to go put it on display for y'all guys.
Braylon, you are a very impressive young man, and we're very happy to have you here.
Yes, sir.
And, of course, we knew about you, so we're just relieved that you came back, my man.
Yes, sir.
All right, guys.
Thank you, Braylon.
Appreciate it, guys. See you, Braylon.
Yes,
thank
sir.
You,
sir.
Thank you, Chris.
So much. Braylon Braxton and Chris Jones, everybody. And we're really grateful to them for being out here. Dima, how are you not impressed with these kids?
I was telling y'all, man, Braylon just down-to-earth guy, just – as nice as can be. But mainly to me, Bob, I think the difference with this team, we heard the discipline, we heard the respect of the coaches, but something else, the football knowledge that these players display is unbelievable. I mean, the way that Chris was just telling us, you know, I was shooting through the B gap. I was sitting up, he said I was sitting up late at night watching film about how I hit Braylon Braxton last season. I mean, this is all these guys do. They live, eat, sleep, and breathe this stuff. And I don't think that was true last season. And I think that there is a significant difference with these team, with these players. I mean, if you just, like I said, the physical eye test of these players, I mean, that guy who's taller than Chris Jones is the quarterback. So, I mean, it's gonna be an awesome game on Saturday. I'm just thrilled that we get to experience it.
These two kids are awesome. They were awesome. They were awesome.
The coaches can choose who they want to take to media day, right? New Orleans, and obviously you want to put your best foot forward. So who two better guys to represent your program, as you guys just heard here on the program?
Mm-hmm.
So
very impressive.
No doubt.
Very impressive. Hey, thank you for coming. Thank you, guys. Good to see you. Thank you for coming out.
Yeah, a lot of people wanting to take pictures with the two guys here before
they
had
you're right about Chris Jones. Good Lord.
And he just turned 19. He just turned 19 years old. I have never seen a 19-year-old kid that big.
Stepped away, what he was telling us off the air is it's so important. They think, that's why I said what I said to him. Chris Jones said, it's important that we hit them in the mouth right out of the gate Saturday.
Yeah.
They're a tempo team, and we need to hit them in the mouth every time they try to start up with tempo.
Yep. I think if they win the coin toss, they're going to receive the ball. I think they're going to throw some haymakers early. Because a big thing about these games is not only capitalizing on mistakes, capitalizing on turnovers, doing this. It's also getting in the opponent's head. And that is a big deal when you're playing the Mississippi State Bulldogs in-state rivalry. Like, why are we losing to this team if Mississippi State's thinking that? Well, that's a big deal in games like this.
This is clearly in the locker room because Chris Jones said this to us off the air. They don't have any respect for us.
Mm.
And so I think that's the theme of this football team. These guys have no respect for us. We're going to make them respect us.
But in fairness, based on last year, why would you?
Well, I'm not digging Mississippi State kids, and that's the attitude they're supposed to have.
Right.
But you're right. I mean, you know, you're not in their league. You only won one game in your league, and that wasn't even a league game. Why should you be concerned?
No. Southern Miss has not won an FBS game since 2023.
I'll guarantee you that Mississippi State coaches are trying to tell them this is not the team that was 1-11.
You better
wake up.
And we said this yesterday, and I'll say it again, Mississippi State has a lot more to lose in this ball game and that takes a lot of pressure off you if you're Southern Miss. You know, if you're a golfer and you're standing over a 6-foot putt that means nothing, you're going to be a lot more relaxed. Everybody does better in a relaxed environment. But if that 6-foot putt's the difference between you making $250,000 or not, it changes the whole scheme of things for sure.
You're welcome.
Well, Southern Miss, you know, they don't, quote-unquote, the mantra on Southern Miss is that nobody really expects them to win. Everybody expects Mississippi State to win.
Right.
And that's a huge advantage to me to Southern Miss, especially that they're playing the game at home.
Although a lot of people at this table don't expect Mississippi State to win.
28-21 Southern Miss.
I have Mississippi State winning. So.
Look at 28-21.
We'll see.
Southern Miss wins.
Tomorrow the official picks, right?
Yes.
At Buffalo Wild Wings.
Correct.
Yeah, that'll be fun. Got Larry Fedora joining us tomorrow, too. That'll be fun. Jeremy McClain's going to be with us. Tim Hallman. I asked Tim Hallman to come. He's a former lineman.
Right.
Actually blocked for Brett Favre.
Sure.
Because one of the things Coach Huff said to me was how linemen are more special to him than other players. And he literally said that he sets up practice where the linemen don't have to run very far from drill to drill. That he's always looking out for the big guys. And that was an example. Tim Hallman is an example of that. Brett Favre wouldn't have been Brett Favre if people had not been blocking for him.
They had a pretty good line all the way around when Brett was there.
Yeah.
Not to take anything away from Brett, obviously.
I'll tell you, another guy that's going to be on the show tomorrow is Marshant Kenny, and I saw some video that he put up today on social media. Gosh, it was 10 or 15 minutes of video of the old Nasty Bunch knocking people's helmets off, tackling people 5-6 yards behind. Oh, it just was so wonderful to watch that. But Chris Jones said here, I can't remember if it was on or off the air, that Coach Huff told him he don't want to hear the words Nasty Bunch. They haven't earned that yet. You have to earn that moniker.
I was really surprised that you booked Marshant Kenny because you can't get him to speak up hardly.
I had to really talk him into coming. He's very shy.
Yes.
I think he's very nervous about the...
I'll tell you who is nervous, though, is the guy sitting to your right, Bob. Hank Watt.
Yeah, I know. And Hank don't want to get on the show. I'm not gonna force anything. He's been wonderful to us, and I do want to say this to you while you're sitting here on the air. It's how grateful we are to you that you reached out to us and you joined the Eagle Hour family, and it really does mean a lot to us.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you guys coming. Y'all's station is, I listen to this show every day. Typically, it's not during the airing of it, but I'll catch it on Facebook or one of the streaming services. But y'all do a great job representing Southern Miss. We appreciate it. One thing I will say, the guys that y'all just interviewed just did a fantastic job. Unbelievable.
Man?
I was very impressed with those guys.
Are you going to get your marketing director
yes,
over here?
She'll be
we're at MCS
yes.
Home Center in Bellevue.
But, Hank, if you weren't impressed with Chris Jones, what were you going to do about it?
I was waiting for the arm wrestling match.
Yeah. Okay.
He challenged you.
We'll be back. More from MCS Home Center in Bellevue. Stay with us. Super Talk Eagle Hour on the air.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hey, Southern Miss fans, TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape. Whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak, TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids' care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better faster.
Eagle Hour, Southern Miss to the top.
All right, Super Talk Eagle Hour back at MCS Home Center in Bellevue, and I want to thank Braylon Braxton and Chris Jones for coming out here. We're very impressed with both of those young men. Fun time with them. All right, now. The most important person at MCS Home Center is now on the show. Leanne does all the marketing out here. Is that not right?
That is right.
And so you are the most important person on the payroll.
I don't know about that.
If Hank weren't standing 3 feet away, answer would be yes. But
Leanne, the three of us, since you guys joined our Eagle Hour family, we talk about the store every day. But here's what I think is so good about it. You have everything here that you would find in any big box store that is a home improvement store.
We do, and
but
more.
It's so much more important to do business with local people.
It is.
And so talk just a little bit about how this store was created and what you'd like our listeners to know.
Well, first of all, the atmosphere of this store. When you walk in, I mean, you're greeted, there's smiles. It's literally like seeing a neighbor. A lot of the faces are very familiar. The salesmen have been in this industry for a long time, so everybody knows them. And when you walk in here, it's kind of like the feeling of a big box store, but from 30 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of going back to that. You know, we want to get with the people. We want to be part of the community. And, you know, we value those, mm-hmm. our customers and the community.
Kelly made such a great point the other day. We were at another locally owned store that is kind of like an academy, but it was locally owned. And Kelly goes, and he's right, it's stores like MCS Home Center that are sponsoring your Little League baseball mm-hmm. team, donating money to church activities, mm-hmm. supporting Southern Miss. You got to give your business back to those people.
That's right. If you go to a big box store and you drop off that Little League sponsorship form, what's the likelihood of getting it back?
Zero. as much chance as Mississippi State, Kelly, has of beating Southern Miss.
Oh, there you
zero.
And there you hear it, ladies and gentlemen. Scoop going on the, on record. Leanne, what's your? How would you describe the relationship you guys have with contractors here, too? And what sort of things do you guys have that contractors will have for people like building homes and improving homes and so on?
It's like a family. It's like a networking family. We have contractors. They know most of us by first name. I mean, they call, text. I mean, it's a really good relationship. And we can supply to the contractors, but we can also work with local people, too. So we can take care of both worlds.
Because I'm looking at marble, granite, mm-hmm. tile, you mm-hmm. know, for the floors. Again, anything that, and I've kind of joked about it, but it's easy to say if you use it in on or around your home, you're going to find it mm-hmm. Here. And as seasons change, so does the inventory.
Yes. Yes, it does.
So how do you go about making those decisions as to what you're going to carry? Or do you just cover everything and take everything in here, Leanne?
I think a lot of us have these projects and things that we like to do too, so it's like, okay, well, we would like it, so let's get it in the store. We're always looking to see what's new, what's next, and bringing it in so everyone can have it.
You can buy anything here, and I don't want to give their names, but you can find anything here for your home that you'll find at a big box store.
Yes, sir. But more.
So when you guys made this decision to open, and I know it wasn't easy. It was not an easy decision because you are taking on some of the big guys. So take us through that thought process as to when you decided that, yeah, we're going to pull the trigger on this and make it happen.
Because we wanted to give something back to, especially with starting out with MCS, the building supply store, and working with those contractors. Well, now it's kind of like we're giving back. We're being able to give them that relationship with everything else that they need for those jobs and being able to service local people too. And I know from you guys being here, you've seen the amount of customers that come in and everybody's getting a handshake, it's smiles, it's talking. Like, we enjoy it. I mean, we're here and we're having a good time every day.
I get a kick out of two when you come to MCS. They'll say, well, what can we help you with? Well, I'm in the market for such and such. Oh, that's so-and-so's department. Let me get him or her up here.
Right.
And they, if it's their department, man, they know everything about it. And if they don't have it, which I doubt that they don't, but if they don't have it, they'll know exactly when they can get it to you.
And look, honestly, I think they come to work and they are at this counter and they're waiting to see who comes in those doors because they're like, what visitor's coming next? Because they're going to have a conversation, they're hanging out, mm-hmm. and then when that one leaves, they're like, all right, who's coming next? I mean, they just have a good time.
All right, Monday through Saturday, hours?
7 to 6.
7 to 6, Monday through Saturday. Going to be closed Monday?
Yes, sir.
Is it Labor Day?
Mm-hmm.
Labor Day, Monday. We won't be closed. Eagle Hour will be on the air.
It'll be a day of mourning in Starkville, right, Mom?
Absolutely.
Monday.
And a day of gloating for me.
Can you imagine Monday's show if Southern Miss beats Mississippi State?
No, let me correct you. When Southern Miss beats Mississippi State?
Women's soccer tonight canceled because of weather. They're rescheduling it. So no women's soccer tonight.
She scored! Well, no. I'm sorry.
We hope soon.
We hope, yeah. Thank you, Leanne.
Thank you for having us here.
Buffalo Wild Wings tomorrow. Yes. 2-hour show starting at 1 o'clock. Larry Fedora kicks it off.
Lunch is on Kelly.
Absolutely.
What a great show today.
That was a lot of fun. Thanks to Hank Lott and all these wonderful people for having us out here. MCS Home Center in Bellevue. Super Talk Eagle Hour back on the road tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Southern Miss.
To the top.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.